Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. Tonight, Bez Hashem, what we're going to discuss is the halachos of how many candles one needs to light in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lichtbenching on Friday night. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really one candle is sufficient in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Really, technically, you could light only one candle. However, as I'm sure many of you know, the Shulchan Aruch says that the custom is, it's customary to light two candles, one for Zachar and one for Shamar. In Aseret HaDibros, it says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, and in the other one, it said Shamar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. So one for Zachar and one for Shamar. The custom is to light a minimum of two candles. There are other customs. The Mishnah Berurah brings some people do seven for the days of the week. Some people do 10 for the Aseret HaDibros. The most famous custom, I do believe, is the one that's brought in the Likutei Ma'arich, which springs that a person lights corresponding for each child, meaning if a family has, let's say, five children, so they light seven, one for each person in the family. The two are for the husband and the wife, and the Zachar v'Shamar, and then the other five are for the five children. There's different reasons given why this is the case. The Likutei Ma'arich himself, he says a reason, and he says it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, that the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night is a schus, will be a merit that a person will merit to have children that are Talmidei Chachamim, or children that will marry Talmidei Chachamim. So since the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros is connected to children being Talmidei Chachamim and growing up to have nachas from them, we even daven for them when we light the candles on Friday night. So that is why we light one candle for each child, Ner Mitzvah V'Tayra Ar. So each child is considered to have that schus special for them. The custom is that even if a child, Rahman al-Islam, dies, the family still continues to light for that child. That's based on other reasons, but that is the most famous custom to light for each child. Another halacha that the Ramah brings, which I'm sure you're familiar with, is if a person forgets to light the candles 1 week. Let's say by mistake they forget. So the Ramah says that a person is penalized and they have to add an extra candle for the rest of their life every week. And if a person lights seven candles because they have five children, so then they light eight from that point on. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that when a person goes away for Shabbos, that you light the minimum two, so then a person needs to light three candles. But the halacha is that if somebody, it was out of their control, that's what we call an ones, it wasn't their fault whatsoever, then they do not need to add another candle. Now, what exactly is considered an ones? So many times a person might need to ask a rav. Their watch broke, or they had traffic, or they fell asleep. Many different situations, a person needs to find out what exactly is considered an ones, that they do not need to add a candle. There's other shailas in regards to this penalty. Some say by Yontif, if someone forgets on Yontif, that could really happen on the second night of Yontif. It's possible, you know, the first night people remember, but the second night, you know, they're so busy and then they're not used to it, then a person could forget. So there's a machlokas whether there is a penalty on Yontif. Some say only on if they forget the first night, but not if they forget the second night. What's also not clear amongst the Paiskim is, let's say somebody does the electricity and they don't have any candles, also they, you know what, let me just do the electricity, which really that's kosher, so quite possibly you won't get a penalty. Let's say a wife oversleeps and the husband quickly goes and lights for the wife. Does that save? Many situations, many shailas come up, and each and every situation, there's a machlokas in each case, a person needs to ask their rav. Many times we're able to be lenient in this regard, because since it is only a penalty, but each and every situation, just to bring up the cases, let's say a man lives alone and he always lights for himself. And let's say 1 week he forgets. Do we have this penalty on a man as well? Or is it only on a woman? All these situations are all brought down in the Sefer called Piskei Tshuvos, which is a great Sefer. And he discusses a lot of these situations in all the footnotes over there. And in each situation, again, a person needs to deal with the penalty, but that is the basic halacha, that one is sufficient. The custom is to do a minimum of two. The more common custom is to do for each child. And in a situation of a penalty, a person needs to know when the penalty does apply. Just before we start, just the last segment of the Hashkafa part for 2 minutes, just I wanted to let people know, if people are interested, Bez Hashem, I'm giving a shiur in the Agudah for women on the first day of Shavuos at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock p.m., for any women that are interested. One concept that is important just to mention, especially since we discussed as far as having the schus for children to be Talmidei Chachamim, is that, you know, the halacha is that if you forget one night of Sfira, totally, you forget to count one night and one day, so then the halacha is that you cannot continue to count with a bracha. So let's say tonight's the last night of Sfira, tonight was the night of 49, and let's say a person counts with a bracha. Do they remember specifically counting on day number 11? They don't remember counting day number 11, day number 16, day number 21. They don't remember specifically counting that night. So how, I don't remember, I assume that I did. So how do I know? How am I able to make a bracha tonight? But the answer is, the question is very silly. I remember that I counted last night, and last night I counted the night before, and the night before that I remember that I counted the night before, and it's not even a doubt in my mind. I don't even have to ask a question. I know that I counted day after day after day, even though right now I don't remember specifically way back then. And as we approach the Yontif of Shavuos tomorrow night, many people ask a question, well, how do we know that Matan Torah really happened? It was so many years ago. We really believe that it happened. How do we know for sure? So the answer is that our parents told us as a vadai. Our parents told us definitely that there was Matan Torah. How do our parents know? Because their parents told them. And how do their parents know? Because their parents before them told them. And it goes back and back and back to the generations, all the way back until Matan Torah. And that was a definite. So even if it's a, we don't know firsthand, and we don't have any connection to those that were at Matan Torah, but we know it from generation to generation to generation, and that by us is not a doubt whatsoever. And that's important to give over to our children on the Yontif of Shavuos, to give over that Matan Torah was a real situation, not just that we talk about Har Sinai and it's all very nice and I'm so humble on a small mountain. It really, really happened. And to give over the fact that it's not even a doubt in our mind, and that the Torah is MS because we were makabel it on Har Sinai. And Bez Hashem, we should all have a wonderful Yontif, and we should taka have nachas from all of our children, and we should be able to, with Hashem's help, pass on the Torah to our children and to the future generations. Okay, everybody should have a good night and have a good Yontif.